Excuse me, have I missed the 5:30?
5:30 train's been and gone. But there was a passenger dropped off for you, a little girl.
I'm not expecting a girl.
She's sitting out there on a log. I asked her to go into the ladies' waiting room, but she said she preferred to stay outside. There was more scope for the imagination. Whatever that means.
It's a boy I've come for. Mrs. Alexander Spencer was to bring him over from Nova Scotia for me.
Guess there's been some mistake. But I haven't got any more orphans concealed hereabouts.
I don't understand. Guess we'll have to sort it out later.
Well, you'd better question the girl. I dare say she'll be able to explain. She's got a tongue of her own. Well, that's certain.
Excuse me. I suppose you are Mr. Matthew Cuthbert of Green Gables. I am very glad to see you. I had made up my mind that if you didn't come for me tonight, I'd go down the track to that big wild cherry tree at the bend and climb up into it to stay all night. It would be lovely to sleep in a wild cherry tree, don't you think? You could imagine you were dwelling in marble halls. And I was quite sure you would come for me in the morning if you didn't tonight.
I'm sorry I was late. Come along. The horse is over in the yard. Give me your bag.
Oh, I can carry it. It contains all my worldly goods.
Oh, very well.